We are now on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, quite a complicated Gemara. Let's look in Bava Kama Mem Vav Amud Beis for a moment. The Gemara quotes a member of one of the Amorim. Amrav Shmuel Ban Achmeni. Minayin, what is the source and the chumash for the following din? Amotzi Machaber Olav Harayim. How do you know there's such a din? Zog the Gemara Shenemar. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, he said, Ar Mechur will paskan all the Shabbos. Like in Europe, when the Rav would go on vacation in the day, he said, he would ask some Yeshiva Bachim to paskan, or he asked the Shoichet to paskan the Shabbos. Someone who knew a little bit Yeridah. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights to get the Torah, and then after Maimon Har Sinai, after Shavuos, and then he says, whoever has a din tarmi bal dvarim, yiga shalem. Whoever has a shayla should ask them. So the Pashup Shad, whoever has a shayla should ask them. Whoever has a din tar should ask. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Yigash doesn't only mean to approach them. Maybe what it means is an additional level of interpretation. Yagish raya aleim. Mi bal dvarim, whoever wants to be mighty mama from someone else, hambaitse machaber, all over, yagish raya aleim. You interpret the word yigash as if it were read yagish. Freg di gemar maskif la rabashi halamali kro. What do you need a pasuk for? Svaru, is not common sense dictates like that. What a person should be. I'm going to come and claim you owe me $1 million. You say you don't know who I am. So I'm going to be nemon without any raya. It's a double pashut. I'm not to machavel of haray. What do you need a pasuk for? Lamali kro svaru. They have on the side that this expression appears. And the Gemara in another place in Ksubis, we're learning Ksubis this year, may not have noticed it, we're learning Ksubis, that's the basic text we're studying in schools with, running through all of Shas to see what it says in Ksubis, okay. So the Gemara in Ksubis says like that, then he gave to Apesh Shas Apesh Eiter, in the second paragraph. The Gemara said, you don't need a pasuk to teach me Apesh Shas Apesh Eiter, it's a Svar Peshuta. So on the side of the Gemara, they refer you to Tosin Shavuos Daf Chav Beis on the days that the Gemara says many places Ibo Yisei Mikra, Ibo Yisei Misvar. The Gemara says about a certain idea. Either you can say it's based on a pasuk, or you can say it's based on a svar. So Tosin is bothered with Akasha, and all those places that it says Ibo Yisei Mikra, Ibo Yisei Misvar, what do you need a kra if it's a svar? So Lamali kra svarahum. So Tosin says, Tosin answered, the svar was not so compelling. You can ding zech with the svara, so therefore he says maybe you really need a post. Avsad Yigon has the same kasha. Avsad Yigon wrote a sefer Amunas V'deis on Jewish thought on Amunah on Hashkafa. So yes, the kasha, if the philosophers can prove the existence of God, they can prove based on philosophical proofs that there's only one God. God doesn't have a body and everything. So why did Ribbono Shel Olam have to make a gilui shechina on Shavuos? What do you need a gilui shechina for? Lomali kros svaruhu. We could have figured it out philosophically. So he gives the same teretz as Tosfos that the Rabbi Kursim who dingzach with the svara. The svara is not so muchrach. The Rav Sadia Gaon and the Rama think that the svara is amuchrach. But yeah, it can always happen. Rabbi Kursim is going to dingzach. So the Baruch Shalom had to make a gilui shechina. Ata harisa ladas ki Hashem hu elokim einoid melvad. Okay, but all the Gemara holds. That it's such a pure svara, you don't need a pasuk at all. So what does the pasuk come to teach me? Why did the pasuk just write that Moshe Rabbeinu went on vacation for 40 days, to Har Sinai, so he said, ask all the shaylos to Aaron Bechur. What? Why is that mentioned in the Chumash? It doesn't teach you anything with Doris. Mar says, no, the pasuk tells me a different din. Elo kro, what does the pasuk teach me? A different halacha. And it's got a metal to be a chiddush and a mitzvah. Yikar shalei, yagish dvarav aleim. Reuben has it in Torah. Reuben comes to Bezni, has it in Torah against Shimon. So finally, Shimon finally appears in front of Bezni, and then Shimon says, "Before you give Reuben a chance to state his cause, I want to explain that he owes me $1 million." Reuben claims that Shimon owes him $1,000. Reuben and Shimon's going to answer back that Reuben owes him $1 million, so he doesn't have to pay the $1,000. So the Gemara says, but you didn't come, the pasuk says, ain't this kokem elo taveh tchila. Since the taveh was the one who brought the din Torah against you, so we're first going to take care of that din Torah, and then you claim you have a, you claim that he owes you more money than you owe him. So we'll discuss that second. First come, first serve. That's what the pasuk tells. Ain't this elo taveh tchila. So the Pnei Yeshua has a comment in a few places in Shas, mainly on Gittin and Ksubis. He says that when the Gemara rejected the notion that Hamoitza Machabel of Harai is based on a pasuk, that was only the beginning of the sugya. But after you go through other Gemaras, and the Gemara says that Ein Halcha B'Mamon Achar HaRoiv, Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, but the Roiv is good to be Moitzi Mamon, we pass on like Shmuel. Roiv is no good Lohotzi Mamon. And Bar Yishema is no good. Machlekes and the Gemara, Daf Yud Beis and the Beis, and the end of Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Ches, we pass on Bar Yishema is no good Lohotzi. And there's so many things that you can't be Moitzi Mamon, so he says, it can't be that everything is a Svar. It must be that at the end of the day, it is a Gzeres HaKos. What the Gemara rejected over here, I don't need a Pasuk, Lomali Kros Svaruhu, everybody will know on their own, Moitzi Machavel of Araya, that's because they didn't go into the details. But once you go into the details, there has to be that it's a Gzeres HaKos. The Pashtus is like the Pnei Yeshua. Pashtus is like the Pnei Yeshua because there is a Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Ksubis. The Gemara is dealing with a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? In Uktzin, I think. And on Tezvav Amid Beis, the top line in Ksuvis Tezvav, Motza Batinik Mushloch, Mishnah Machshirin. So, they found a little baby on the steps to the police station. Somebody had a baby, and they're giving up the baby. They don't want to raise the baby. So you don't know whether the baby is Jewish or non-Jew. This time, the rave of people who give up a baby are probably going. This time, it depends how observant they are. Maybe the goyim and the Jews are both religious. So you don't have a rave. Maybe the Jews are not religious, the goyim are more religious. Maybe there's no rave, whatever. So the Mishnah says it depends whether a rave of the women who are that age that they can give birth to a baby, a rave of the women in the city, Jewish or the non-Jewish, you go basura. So Yomar goes through all the dinim on Tezvav and the base with respect to which halachas they go basura, and with respect to which halachas they not go basura. Let's say if rave of the women in the city are nochrios, so you assume that the baby is probably nochri. But if the baby's life will be b'sakana on Shabbos, then you'll have to be mechal Shabbos to save them, because lahocha b'bikuach nefashis achar haroiv. The odds are, let's say 9 to 1 or 8 to 1, whatever, that is a nochri. But when it comes to bikuach nefashis, you have to be mechal Shabbos even based on a miyut. So since there is a miyut chance that he's Jewish, you have to be mechal Shabbos to save his life. On the weekday for sure, you have to save his life. Even Shabbos, save his life, not save his life. And even on Shabbos, the Gemara says, you have to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. So in the context of that Gemara, the Shita Mekubetzes points out, it's not explicit in the Gemara, that if you have a person who is not Jewish, you could be Moitzi Mamna from him based on a Roif. So he says, how can it be? What happened to the din of Hametza of Ein Halchem Mamna Achar HaRoif? So he answers that that din only applies if the muchzik is Jewish. If the muchzik is not Jewish, then the din of Ein Halchem Mamna Achar HaRoiv doesn't apply. So he's clearly saying that it's not a svara. If it's a svara, why should it apply to a non-Jew? So obviously he holds that it's a gzeres hakosu. Nibal dvarim yigash aleim yagish raya aleim. From Bava Kama, daf mem vav on his base. And the gzeres hakosu, that there's a musuk, there's an institution and a concept of muchzok, and the fellow who's a muchzik has rights and privileges over the property that he owns, and he's muchzik on it. Muchzik means that it's b'shusay. That's how the Ktzais writes in one place. You have to have shaloi b'shusay. So if it's b'shusay, tachas yadai, not only is it his, not only is it full bomb, he even has rights and privileges. No one has the right to take it away from him unless they bring a raya limta. So that gzeres hakosov, mi baldvarim yigash aleim, yagish raya, you need a raya limta. Stam a raya is not good enough, even a roiv is good in isa b'heter. But a rav is not good to be motzi mamon from a muchzik. That gzeres hakosu doesn't apply if the owner of the property is a nochri. By nochri you go based on so rav is good lahotzi mamon from a nochri. Only by juna. So the pashtus is that it's based on gzeres hakosu. So that's what we were discussing yesterday. the Mishnah, the two Mishnahs here. Yud Beis on the base is the first Mishnah, and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is another Mishnah, where there's an argument between the husband and the wife. They're getting divorced, and she says she wants more ksuba, and he is only prepared to give her less ksuba. So the husband is considered mukhsak. It's a question why that's so. That was raised as why, but that's the sugyas all assume. The husband is considered mukhsak because the money is in his bank account. Even though she has a shtar chayv, and the Gemara says, according to Bisham, a shtar chayv, hamadligvus kagabi dami. So Bisham would say that the one who has the shtar chayv and has the shibud on the nechassim, the bala shibud nechassim is the mukhsak. We don't pass like Bisham. The question is, But a lot of Rishonim hold when you have a vaday shtar chayv and there's no suffix, a vaday shtar chayv, then even Mishnah would agree that it's a muchzak. Here apparently it's not a vaday. Here there's a sichsach. How much ksuba is she entitled to? 200 zuz or 100 zuz or nothing? Okay. So we consider the husband that he's the muchzak on the moment, and the din is hamotzi mechaber olav harayim. So we pask in bar b'shem olav bar yodif lahotzi. The Gemara on the top of Yud Gimel Amanat. The Gemara says, we pass like Reb Nachman, he's involved in the Machloikas, but the Bori B'Shema, Bori Yodif or not, and we pass like Reb Nachman. Then we pass like Reb Gamliel. Both in the Mishnah Yud Beis on the base, and the Mishnah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a Bori B'Shema between the husband and the wife. The husband is the Shema. The husband is Mukhsak, he's a Shema. He doesn't know whether she was Nivala or not. When she was Nivala, whether she was Nivala, was it Mukhsak? He doesn't know anything, he wasn't there. And she Tainas Vadai, Bori. She says, so she says mukazaitzane. So it's a bar v'shema. Rabbi Gamliel says bar v'shema is bar yarif lahoitzi. So Gemara asked, isn't it a stir and psach? You can't say the machlokes hamarayim is identical with the machlokes hatanayim. Then it's going to be a stir and psach. The Gemara says dim kain. That's the top line on Yud Gimel on up. Dim kain. Tik kasha hilchas ahilchas the kaimelon hilchas a Rab Nachman bedine and didi mamanis. We always pass like Rab Nachman. And what does he say here? Bari b'shem alah bari yadiv. Ubeho, Amar Rab Yudah Amar Shmuel, halacha k'rabin amliyo. That the bari yadiv, the woman is moitzi the mama, the wife is moitzi the mama from the husband. Don't you see bari b'shem and bari yadiv? Umar says, no, over here it's different. Because you have a tziruf of two things together. What's a tziruf of two? You have Rabbi Gamliel holds, you have a tziruf of bari b'shem that it should have been bari yadiv. But halacha says, no, amoitzi machare ala varayu. Since the husband is mukhsak on the money, so you can't be moitzi mamon based on weaker rights. You need a raya limta. Bori v'shem is a raya, but it's not a raya limta. So you have a tzirufa, bori v'shem plus chazoka. Yishtalof ta chazoka. Chazoka alone is no good to be moitzi mamon. Rob alone is no good, and bori v'shem alone is no good. But Rabbi Gamliel says, if you have a tzirufa of two, then it is good to be moitzi mamon. That's the Gemara has two versions. On the bottom of Yud Beis on the base, what is the tziruf that Rabbi Gamliel was mitzaref? Is he mitzaref bar b'shem a b'tziruf chazake? When she was born, she wasn't a ba'ula, and she claims that she was nivola m'sher astani nanasti. She wants to postpone the change till as late as possible. That's a din of chazake, the two dinim of chazake. One din of chazake, if you don't know whether the situation changed or not, you assume it didn't change status quo. In the other case, you know that it changed. Vikvashinim dat vinim tefasi, you know that it. I know that last week the Mashgiach checked the mikveh and it had memso. I know today that it doesn't have memso. What about in between? When do you assume that it changed? You know vada that it changed? When did it change? So you see from the Gemaras that too, you imply chazoka there too. To postpone the change till as late as possible is also based on chazoka. So here on Yud Beis and the Beis, he says and she says, they both say that she's ba'ula now. He claims Pesach Pasoch Matzosi. She says Maskin but Mesher Astani Nanasti. The change occurred later. So chazaka alone is no good to be moitzi mamon. And bar v'shem alone is no good to be moitzi mamon. The tzirufa both together is moitzi mamon. That's the second explanation. Inami. The three lines from the bottom of Yud Beis and the base. Inami, Rabbi Gamliel says the tzirufa both together. What was the first lashon in the Gemara? Also basically, a tzirufa of two things, migu. So that's a little complicated. Maybe we'll learn that later in the year. So Rabbi Gamliel says when you have the tzirufa of two things together, you could might see moment. In the same on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, if you have the tzir of Rabbi Gamliel, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel on both of these Mishnayos, and Yud Beis and Beis Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, also the same thing. the wife, they're getting divorced, and the wife says, I know what the fact is. I was a Mukkas Eitz. That's why you had the impression that I was a Pesach Pasuach. And he says, I don't know. He's the Muksak and he says, Shem, maybe you are Pesach Pasuach, maybe you're not. So he doesn't want to pay the full 200. If she was a Mukkas Eitz, the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, the Gemara. If she's a Mukkas Eitz, it's Ksuba on the side. And if she's a Drus Azish, if she was Mizana, if she had Znus with someone, then it's only Ksuba on it. So it's also a case. Bari Vishema. The Tavea is the woman, husband is the Muksak, and she says Bari, and she has a Tziraf on her side, she has a Tziraf of Bari Vishema plus the Chazaka. The Cheska said nothing changed. When she was born, she wasn't a Nivala, and now the husband claims she is Nivala. She says nothing changed. The only thing that changed was Mukaseitz. Alpi did nothing change. He says, no, maybe there was a major change, namely that she's a Bula. She says she's not a Bula. Fine. So we know Pshat and Rabbi Gamliel. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. What does Rabbi Shua hold? That was the question that was raised yesterday. What is Rabbi Shua's opinion? So Tosfos on Tes on a base. Tosfos on Tes on a base. The last three lines in the Diba Maskla Ilam Esav Laksuber blurts out the suggestion, and they don't explain it fully. So the Pnei Yeshua elaborates on it. He explains what Tosfos is talking about. So he says, Rabbi Yeshua in principle agrees to Rabbi Gamliel, that whenever you have, they all hold Hamoetz HaMachabel of Harai, they hold Akzeres HaKosel. And because of Akzeres HaKosel, that's how the Pnei Yeshua says, in a few places, it must be Akzeres HaKosel. Rabbi Shimon Shkop quotes the Pnei Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon Shkop wrote a Sefer Shari Yosh. So he was a big, everything was logic by him. So he doesn't agree with the Pnei Yeshua. He says everything is Svara. That Rav is not good and Bar Vishem is not good and the combination of both together. Everything is based on Svaras. Hagan says Sefer, everything is common sense, everything is Svaras. And how come by Goy the Svara is not so? It's very difficult. The Pash, this is, Pnei Yeshua is right once in a while. Shimon is always right. Pnei Yeshua is right once in a while. What's so bad? Pash, this is like the Pnei Yeshua, that it's a Xeris HaKosu, that the Muchzak has a Schus, that you can't be Moitzi the moment from him, unless you have a Raya Alimta, but if you have a Tzira for Bori Vishema plus Raiva, Bori Vishema plus Chazake, Bori Vishema plus Migu, this Migu over here means a Raiv, so then the fellow already, the Muchzik already used up his Chus, that you can't use Bori Vishema against him, he can't use the Chus twice in the same Dintara, so then the Taveh will be Motzi Limanon based on the other Hoichoche, based on the Chazake, based on the Raiv.
It was logic that he would agree by Goy too.
Should have been the same, yeah. The Pashta says that it's Xeris HaKosel. How can it be common sense? How can you say everything is logic? That's what Shimon tried to make his the whole Sefer. Reb Shimon's style, well, everything is logic. Everything is logic. But Reb Shimon, when the Shari Yeshu came out, it made a big hit in the Olam HaYeshivas because everything is logic. They were all expending their minds to figure out all the svaras. But not everything is so logical. Pashta says like the Pnei Yeshua said. So the Tosfos on Tes on the base writes three lines at the end of the Dibur, and the Pnei Yeshua expands on it. He explains, Rabbi Yeshua in principle agrees with Rabbi Gamliel that if you have Bori Vishem or Betziruf Chazake, you could be Moitzi Mamon from the Muksa. But he holds, first one at a time, on Yud Beis on the base, what does she say? Misherastani Ne'anasti, she says she was Nensa. So there's a famous Tosfos on Tes Amud Aleph. But Tosfos points out that oinus is lo shchiach. Not so common that a girl is raped. An eshes ish is nensa. Not so common. Tosfos says I'm going to get to constructing a svek sveke. That svek sveke is only legitimate svek sveke if the two svekas are shkulim. But one of the svekas is not shokul. It's not a 50-50 suffik. It's 95-5 that it didn't. It's not so. So you can't be mitzar for 5% possibility to make a svek svek. It has to be approximately 50. Both of the svekas have to be approximately 50-50. So that's the context, but Tosfos says it. On Testament Aleph, the top Tosfos, Oimer, that the Oinus is lo shchiach. So Tosfos seems to be assuming that that's the reason for Rabbi Yeshua here. When does he agree with Rabbi Gamliel that Bori Vishema B'tzirov Chazoke is good to be Moitzi Mamen? When it's a reasonable thing, but if it's a milsa de lo shchicha, the tainan that she's saying is a milsa de lo shchicha, It's like you have a roiv against it. You have a tziruf of bar v'shem, a tziruf chazaka. But it's like you have a roiv against it because it's a milfsa lo shchicha. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel. Hold zayin in amenas. Tosis doesn't say a word, pshat on yud based on base. Tosis just says pshat on yud gimel amen aleph. But based on the what Tosis wrote on tes on base, explaining the Mishnah in yud gimel, so the Pnei Yeshua says, you can extend it and understand better what it says on yud based on base. Then in principle, Rabbi Yeshua would have agreed with Rabbi Gamliel. When you have bar v'shem with a chazokah, it's good to be moitzi mamon. But since it's oinus is lo shchicha, so it's like a roiv contradicts it, so that's why he holds that it's no good. So this so Tosis says this is the pshat on the Mishnah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Gamliel holds that Bari B'Shem B'Tziruf Chazok is Moitzi Mamon. She claims Mukaseitz Ani, and Rabbi Yeshua disagrees because he holds that Mukaseitz is a milsul lo shchicha. Just like Tosis seems to have understood, Tosis Tesson and Aleph writes that oinus lo shchicha, the Pnei Yeshua is reconstructing, so apparently that's how Tosis understood the Mishnah Yud Beis on the days. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel because oinus lo shchicha, so the tziruf of two together doesn't help. It's like it's contradicted with a roiv. So in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that's also the reason, because mukaseitz lo shchicha. What does Rabbi Gamliel hold? What Rabbi Gamliel holds that oinus is shchicha? No, Rabbi Gamliel does not hold shchicha. Rabbi Gamliel holds that the tziruf of Bari V'Shem or the tziruf Chazok is good, despite the fact that Oinus is lo shchicha. So that's the Pnei Yeshua is not happy with what Tosis made a comment that Rabbi Gamliel apparently thinks that Mukaseitz is shchicha. Where do you see Rabbi Gamliel Mukaseitz shchicha? You just see Rabbi Yeshua holds Mukaseitz is lo shchicha. That's why the tziruf doesn't work. Rabbi Gamliel agrees that Oinus is lo shchicha, and still he holds the tziruf of Bari V'Shem or with Chazok is good to be Moitzi Mamon. So the same you can say by Mukaseitz. Yeah.
Doesn't Tosfos tell
that say Mukaseitz Oshriach
according to Rabbi Gamliel? On the bottom of
Tosfos Yimachali,
he says.
The Tosfos where?
On the
base.
Second Tosfos, 2 lines from the bottom. Orom Rabbi Yitzchak to Mukaseitz Oshriach. He says that Haino Liga de Rabbi Gamliel.
When you get involved, yeah. When you get involved in the other, we have to discuss that thesis. We have to discuss, because the thesis on Lamed Vav has a whole different shot. We're going to get there. We're going to cover that too. So this, yeah.
Why is the woman's claim is weak because she's claiming Mishael acting and nasty and weak because she's going against a role that most of the time onus is not very common.
Right.
But isn't his claim also weak? He says she was Mazana. That's probably not a robe either. There's probably a robe against that. Why is her claim so bad?
Well, I don't know. Why his claim, if it's a toss-up between an oinus and his nus, between these two, so the oinus is more lo shchiach than his nus. He sees that she's a bu'ula. So how do you explain it? So there are two ways to explain it. So one is more reasonable than the other. Oinus is much less shchiach than znus, I think. The Gemara says znus is lo shchicha, but oinus is more lo shchicha than znus, I think so.
So what is klulu nami chavute makata?
The Gemara says that all the girls fall sometimes, that they're in an accident, but there's a possibility of losing, having hasharas psulim because of the accident, not because of znus. Okay. Every girl is in some situation where there could be a possible. It doesn't mean that rove of the women have mukaseitz. Rove of the women had an incident till the girl becomes bas mitzvah. Till 18, the girl never fell. Girl never fell down. Little babies fall. Everybody falls a little bit. Gemara says that every girl falls at one time and there's a possibility of being a mukaseis. But Lamaisa to have lost the besulim because of mukaseis, so that's what Rabbi Yeshua apparently thinks, that that's a milsa de lo shchicha. It's more shchiach than oinus. Could be, that could be. Okay. The Gemara talks about the migum. Fine. So Nachama. So what's pshat in Rabbi Gamliel? Again, so Rabbi Gamliel says in the both Mishnayos, the Gemara says not that he holds Bari V'Shem or Bari Yadav. It's going to be a stirim psak halacha. The top line on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Im ken kasha hilchasa hilchasa. Kaimelan hilchasa grab Nachman bedina. And dina mamanis be passed like Rab Nachman. And he's the one who said, Bar Vishem Allah bar yorif lahotzi. And nonetheless, be passed like Rabbi Gamliel over here. Because Shmuel said, Allah had Rabbi Gamliel under both Mishnais. So the answer is Rabbi Gamliel says, Yemotzi Momen, because it's a tziruf of two considerations together. The Bari Vishema, Bitziruf, the Chazaka, Bari Vishema, Bitziruf, the Migu, whatever that means. And that's how we paskin. And Rabbi Shua disagrees. What does Rabbi Shua disagree? So one could have said, he doesn't hold from the tziruf. He doesn't hold. If Bari Vishema alone is not good, and the Chazaka alone is not good, so it doesn't help if he has 0 + 0 is equal to 0. So Tosis doesn't seem to understand like that. Tosis understood that the reason for the Mishnah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is the same reason for the Mishnah Yud Beis Amud Beis. That's Nuslo Shchicha, so Mukaseit Slo Shchicha. So that's why Rabbi Shua holds that since that when they say Bari Vishema B'tziruf Chazake is good to be Moitzi Mamen, if there's no roiv against it. But if it's a Lo Shchicha Digataina, so then it's you don't win. Fine. So that's one point we have. Then we have to learn another topic, Tanina. This is not an easy gemara. Then there's a din of Tanina. What's the halacha of Tanina?
What did the
Pnei Yeshua just pointed out that Tosis is going to say that Rabbi Gamliel holds that the Mukaseitz is Shchicha. So he said it wasn't necessary to finish off like that. Rabbi Gamliel holds that Tziruf of Bar Vishema with Chalut to be Moitzi Mamen. And Rabbi Shua holds it's no good. Why does Rabbi Shua holds no good? So Tosfos seems to say because on Yud Beis and Beis is no Slo Shchicha, and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Mukaseitz Slo Shchicha. They're both Slo Shchicha. So the whole idea that Bar Vishema is not a Raya Limta, and Chazak Alon is not a Raya Limta, but if you have a Tziruf Bar Vishema with Chazaka, then it is a Raya Limta, but if you have a rave against it, it was Lo Shchicha, then again it's not a Raya Limta. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Now to explain Rabbi Gamliel, it's not necessary to say that Mukaseitz is Shchicha, because if Rabbi Gamliel is going to disagree, he's going to say that Oynis is Shchicha. No, Oynis is Lo Shchicha. That people didn't hear about it. Oynis should be called Isle. The fact that the girl claims then, so no one heard about it. So Rabbi Gamliel also going to agree that it's Lo Shchicha. So it wasn't necessary to explain Rabbi Gamliel's Shita on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. You have to say that he holds on Mukaseitz and Shchicha. Just say he holds the Bari Vishema, but Tziruf Chazaka is good Bahotzi Maman, even if it's Lo Shchicha. It's not necessary to go so far to say Rabbi Gamliel disagrees and holds on Mukaseitz and Shchicha. Just say Rabbi Yeshua holds on it's Lo Shchicha. So therefore, the Tziruf are both together, Bari Vishema plus Chazaka doesn't make it into a Raya Limta, that then you are Moitzi Maman. Because it's the whole thing is Lo Shchicha, so it's not going to be a Raya Limta. Then we have to discuss a little bit the din of Taninan. What's the halacha of Taninan? So the Gemara towards the bottom of Lamed Vav and Aleph quoted a pasuk in Mishlei, Psach Picha Le'ilim. He should help people out. If a person doesn't know how to talk, so help him out and you talk for him. So the Gemara quotes this pasuk as the source for the institution of Taninan. What does it mean Taninan? If Reuven and Shimon have a dintara with each other, and Reuven was there from the beginning to the end, and Shimon came on board in the middle. Shimon's father died, and he yarshin the business from the father. He doesn't know. He just has the father's records, who owes him money. So he comes and he says, according to my father's records, you owe me money. Or Reuven says, I have proof that your father owed me money. Then the yarish says, I don't know. I have no idea. I wasn't there. I wasn't in the business 25 years ago. I wasn't born 25 years ago. My father just died, and I don't know anything about the business. So whenever you have two baledinim, and one of the baledinim is a lab bartaina, he doesn't know what to say. He's a yerush or he's a lokeach. He bought a field from someone else, and then someone comes and says, the one who sold you the field was a ganav. He stole the field from me. I have no idea how the guy got the field. I thought that the field belonged to the man who sold it to me. So whenever one of the baledinim is a lav bartaina, because he doesn't know what's going on, he's a yorish or a keach, so the peasant advances a taina on his behalf based on the din of sach picha leilam, tainina. So on Shulchan Aruch they give the following example, based on Gemaras. a milva al peh is different from a milva bishtar. If I come and I have Edim that I lent you $1,000 and you deny it, you say you never borrowed the money. What do you mean you deny it? I have two witnesses to say that you did borrow the money. So they're not going to believe you. What if you say paraiti? So the halacha says that you're never to say paraiti on a milva al peh. And a milva bishtar, you're not believed to say paraiti because shtar chabiyadi, my boy, how come I still have the shtar? If it were true that you paid up the chayv already, so we would have ripped up the shtar. The fact that I still have the shtar is a right that you didn't pay up. But it's a milva al peh, then the fellow is never to say paraiti. So if the malva comes to the loiva and he says, I lent you $1,000, pay back, so the loiva has the ability to say paraiti. The fellow died. The loiva died. So the malva comes to the yorshim after the shiva, he comes and he brings his edim and he says, I lent your father $1,000, I want to collect, I want you to pay back. They don't have, if they would know, if they were there when the father paid back the money, they were in the business with the father and they were watching, so they can advance a tainus bari. You know for a fact that the father paid you back the money. They weren't in the business. They just took over the business when the father died. So they don't know to taina paraiti. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Bezin, the Gemara is like that, Bezin says paraiti on behalf of the Yorshim, they don't have to pay. So the Ksais HaChoshen quotes Akasha from earlier Achrenim. We mentioned the Gemara yesterday, the Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma, next to the last daf in Bava Kamma, daf Kuf Yud Chef. The Gemara quotes this Machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman from Yud Beis on the Beis in Ksubas, where the Bori B'Shem or Bori Yodif are not. So the Gemara says, even though we paskin like Rav Nachman, the Bori B'Shem or La Bori Yodif Lahoitzi, that's if the Muchzok says, Ein Edem Nischayafti. I say, I lend you $1,000 you never paid back. And you say, come to think of it, I remember we were talking about you lending me money. I simply don't remember for sure whether I actually borrowed the money or not. It could be that, yeah, it could be that, no. He doesn't know for sure. So, Bori B'Shemo, we paskan la Bori Yodif Lahoitzi, you're not Moitzi Mamis. When is that? La Bori Yodif Lahoitzi, that's if the Muchzak says, Ein Edem Nischayafti. What if I say, I lent you $1,000, you never paid back? He say, yeah, I remember borrowing the money, but I seem to remember putting aside money to pay you back. I don't remember La Maisa, whether I did pay you back or I didn't pay you back. So you don't want to pay because he said, you think that you may have paid back, you're Masupik. So the Mishnah says, that's the Mishnah in the end of Bava Kamma, Kuf Yitches, if you admit that you're Becheskes Chiyuv, you're just Masupik in and there, in Praticho, you're not sure whether it's paid up or not. So then, even La Halacha that we pass on like Rab Nachman, Bori Vishem, La Bori Yarif Lahoitzi, but when it's Becheskes Chiyuv, then you do pay. So the Achreinim are bothered with the Kasha, the Malva comes to the Yorshim, the father died, Malva comes to Yorshim, he says, he brings Eidim Balpet, not a shtar. He brings Eidim Balpet, two witnesses testify that the Malva lent $1,000 to the Loiva before he died. The Yorshim don't know anything about it. They don't know what to say. So the Bezin advances a taina. Maybe the father paid. Bezin knows that the father paid, but doesn't know anything about anything. They don't know anything about anything. So the maximum it can be is a taina shema. So what does it help that the Bezin is going to say, maybe the father paid the money? That's Ein Edem Praiticha. The loiva is Becheskes Chiyuv, and it's a suffix whether he paid back the money. So even if you say already Naniach, that Bezin advances Tanina Liyusayim, and Bezin advances a Tainan, maybe Paraiti, but it's only a maybe, it's only a suffix, Ein Edem Praiticha. So since it's Becheskes Chiyuv, they shouldn't be Potter.
What's the difference between, in this case that we're saying that if it's a Shelo, you have to pay back, to the case where you steal from someone, and then five people come and say, I'm the guy you stole from, and that according to the economy says you just put it down, and then you don't have to, what's the chiluk between the two?
Right, the Gemara talks about the chiluk, that daf in Baba Kam. Okay. Right, the Gemara distinguishes, yeah.
Maybe the Tanyan isn't the Torah Shema, it's the Torah Bari, because on Tevav, at the beginning of the second parak, Rashi says that the case of Amanani Satev, Hasidi Tomim are saying that. That's Rashi also, the Tomim are actually there. But the Rosh says that even his Tomim, Tanat Bari, that you were an Almana when you married him, and that we're saying, it's not Hotzi, it's
right. Right, so that's what the Ktzos answers. So the Ktzos quotes his kasha from an earlier, from a Sfardish Achman. The Ktzos was a Galician, he was not a Sfardi. And he says like that, that Taininin is a Tainis Bari. So he quotes the Ranach, Shulz Ranach gives a different answer. He assumes that Taininin is a Tainis Shema, it's not a Tainis Bari. And when do you say, any day in Praiticha, the fellow is Beches Kaschiv, and you have to pay, that's when it's Havalei Lameida. I say, I lent you $1,000, you never paid back. And you say, yeah, you remember borrowing the money. You remember putting aside $1,000 beferish in cash, and you were going to give me the cash. And you don't remember Lameisa, whether he actually paid you back the money. It's your responsibility to remember. I lent you the money. So since it's Havalei Lameida, so there, any day in Praticha is going to be chayv. But by the Yisayimim, the maximum bezin kintayna is maybe parua. And the Yisayimim are not mechuyif to know. They weren't involved in the business when the father was alive. The bezin does know, and the Yisayimim don't know. So since it's loy habel elameida, so then there's no chisarin. Any day in Praticha will not be chayv.
So why do you mean tamina? The Yerushim can make the same exact thing as basin.
Okay. No. Taina Shema, no. Taina Shema means, I remember putting aside the money. If you just say, maybe and maybe no, that's not even a Taina Shema. Taina Shema means, I remember putting away the money, and I think maybe I paid you, but I'm not sure. But if the guy just comes and says, I don't know anything about anything, that's not called a Taina Shema. Taina Shema means, I seem to remember something, and it could be that it's paid up. But it just says, I don't know anything, that's not even a Taina Shema. So that's a Chiddush, that the Bezin is allowed to advance a tiny, even though they don't know what they're talking about, the Pasuk is Mechadosh, that it has the status of a tiny Shema. That's how the Ranoch says. Rav Soloveitchik said that there was a period of time when Talmidim applied to learn in Valozh and Yeshiva, so every Yeshiva had to have a Bochein to see whether they're going to accept the student. So there's a period of time that Rav Chaim was the Bochein in Valozh. And he would ask the Bochum, what Masechta did you learn? And he would ask him questions on what they learned. So those who said they learned the first Perek and Bav Metziah, he would always ask this question, what's the din? It's a Machlokes Achrayim. So he said, what's the, bring me a Rai from the Gemara. What's the din of any day in Praticha, Beloi Havel Alameda? What's the din? Because it depends on two Girsas in the Mishnah and Shavuos that's discussed on base on the base in the Tosfos and Bav Metziah. So this was his question. Okay. So that's a machlokes achrayim. That's a discussion. It's a little bit. You have to understand why. We didn't explain what the issue is, but it's a lam d'she issue. What's the din again? And daf kuf yutches and baba kama, the Gemara quotes the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, where the bari v'shem and bari yodif lahotzi are not. And even though we pass like Rav Nachman, lav bari yodif lahotzi, that's if he says, ein edeya im hil veisani. But if he says, ein edeya, I know bavadai lovisi, ein edeya praiticha, then he's admitting that he's Beches Kaschiyuv, then Bari B'Shema will be Moitzi the moment. Will be Moitzi the moment. So the deal in Achrayim is that only because the Loivas have a Lelameda. But over here, the Yorshim is Loi have a Lelameda. They weren't involved in the business at all. How are they supposed to know whether the father paid back or not? So it could be that, but Loi have a Lelameda, any day in Praticha will be Potter. Okay. So that's what the first Teretz is, that it's not a Kasha. When Bezin advances a taina for the Yisayimim, it's a taina Shema, but even though it's any day in Praticha, it's Lo Havel Alameda, so it's not a problem. The Ktzos answers the whole thing is a mistake. He says that it's a taina's bari, that the taininin is a taina's bari. How can it be a taina's bari? We don't even understand why taininin should be a taina Shema. How all of a sudden they become a taina's bari? We'll have to discuss in a minute. And then the Nesivis, not the Nesivis, the Imri Baruch, on the side of the Choshem Mishpat, there's a fantastic, Rabbi Chaim Frankel was a fantastic Choref. So he has Ha'oris on the side of the Choshem Mishpat. This fellow, Rabbi Farbstein, has said, I disagreed then, and I still disagree. He knew every, I remember when I said the Chabur in his girl, he knew every Imri Baruch on the page. He knew everything. The Imri Baruch always is Mitzayin to Shittim Kubetzes, or a Taisus, or he says a Svara, he says, he's Mamash Eisen, he's fantastic. So the Imri Baruch over there gives a different teretz on this kasha. What does it help the Bezin's going to advance a taina? So he says, taininin is only taina shema, it's not a taina's bari. If the loib is still alive, and he says, any day in praiticha, so then he's beches kaschiv. But once the loiva died, and we're discussing whether the yorshim are mechuyev, so it's any dam nischayavti. It's not any dam pratich. It's not enough that the choyv is becheskas chiv. You need that the person should be becheskas chiv. So the Imei Baruch says, once the loiva dies, he's not. If the loiva is alive and he says any dam pratich, then the Gemara says he's becheskas chiv. So then bari v'shema, even Rav Nachman would say bari v'shema bari yadif lahoitzi ba'ine dea. But if the loiva died, then the discussion is, did the yorshim ever become a chuyiv in the first place? After the father died, did they become obligated to pay? That's called that in dem nischayavti. No, the Edom say that lovo. The Edom don't know whether para or loy para. See, if the father pay, if the loiva paid while he was still alive, then the yorshim never became a chuyiv at all. If the loiva is still alive and he says, I don't remember, I'm not sure, I think maybe I paid, I'm not sure, That's becheskas chiyuv. So that any of the pratiha is not a ptur. But once the loiva dies, and the discussion is, did the yorshim ever become a chuyuv in the first place to pay? So that he considers that any of them is chayavti. So it's part of because true taininim is a tain shema, but any day by the yorshim is called any of them is chayavti, because we don't know. Maybe the father paid while he was alive, and therefore the yorshim never, the chiv on the yorshim never got off the ground.
They only say that the father borrowed. They don't say anything about the yorshim.
Correct. So the Bezdin says maybe the father paid. So if maybe the father paid, then the father's not alive. So that's a suffix. Was a chiv ever chal on the yorshim? It's not that the yorshim was certainly mechuyev. Did they become potter? No, the suffix is maybe they never became mechuyev in the first. Maybe the father paid while he was alive. So that's any dam nischayavti. So on this kasha, just to review again, on this kasha that it says in Chosh Mishpat Siman Ayin Hey, says Beferish in Siman Ayin Ches, the Tzoy says in two places, Siman Ayin Hey and Siman Ayin Ches. So the Achrenim ask a kasha on the din. If the Malva comes with two Eidim, Milval Peh, no Bishtar, Milval Peh, comes with two Eidim after the Loiva died, and he says, the two Eidim say that I lent you $1,000 and your father never paid back. So the Yorshim don't know what to say. So the Bezdin advances a tain on their behalf. Maybe the father paid. So the Achrenim are bothered with Akasha, since the tain of Bezdin doesn't know what they're talking about. So the maximum it could be is a tain of Shema. It's a Chiddush that it's even accepted at all, even as a tain of Shema. Because they're just, that's a stab in the dark. They have no idea. Tain of Shema means I remember setting aside money, and I think that maybe I paid back, but I'm not sure. It's a little hazy. But if he says, I don't know anything, maybe I paid up. Maybe he paid up. He doesn't remember anything, then that's not even called the Taina Shema. So it's a chiddush that it should be called the Taina Shema, even, because he doesn't know what they're talking about. So that's what the Achrenim are bothered with this kasha. Shouldn't it be any day in Praticham? So there were three terutzim on the kasha. So one teretz is, the Ktsoisis teretz is, that Taininan is a Taina's Bari. We have to understand how in the world can it be a Taina's Bari? We don't even understand why it should be a Taina Shema. And the other two terutzim that they give, they assume no, it's only Taina Shema. So the Ranach, the first one that the Tzoyis quoted, he claims that any dam praticha is chayiv only if it's havel lemeida. If it's loy havel lemeida, it's not. Question, why? What's the biur? So some other time we'll have to work. We have a pshat on that too. And the Imre Bar gives a different teretz. He claims that this is not. This is called any dam nischayavti. When is it called any dam pratich if the loiva is still alive and he was becheskas chiv? Once the loiva dies, you don't say, but the choiv is the becheskas chiv. We know that the choiv once existed. The choiv existed doesn't mean a thing. You have to have that the person should be becheskas chiv. Once the loiva died, then the suffix is maybe the loiva paid during his lifetime and the yorshim never became chuyiv to pay. So that's called any dam nischayav. So how are you supposed to understand? How can you understand what the Tzoy said? That Taininan is a Taina's Bari. It doesn't make any sense. How can Taininan be a Taina's Bari? So there seems to be a fundamental machlaikis over here, and Achreinim, we'll have to see what the Gemara says, what the Rishonim say. But when you look in Chosh Mishnah, it seems to be a pretty fundamental machlaikis in Achreinim. What's the nature of the din of Taininan? So, two out of the three Achreinim assume Taininan means Bezna advances a Taina on behalf of the Yisayimim, on behalf of the Labarad. Taina, the person doesn't know anything about the case. So the maximum it can be is going to be a Taina Shema. It's a Chiddush from Gzeres HaKasuv that you even consider it a Taina Shema. They don't know what they're talking about. It's a Chiddush Psach Pichalil, we consider it a Taina Shema. What does the Tzoyis think that it's a Taina's Bari? So apparently he doesn't think that the Bezdin advances a taina. Bezdin is not advancing. Bezdin doesn't have the right to advance any taina. It's a din in psak halacha that you normally, under normal conditions, Bezdin paskins a din Torah. And din imamim is based on the tainas that were presented and based on the evidence that was presented. You have Edim, you have Amigu, you have Nemanis Bavdin, Hakoshes, he says one way, he says another way. So Bezdin puts it all together. Look at Choshe Mishpun, and you see which Haychacha wins. Who should win the Din Torah? So here there's a Din, Psach Picha Le'ilim, since the Balataina, the person who knows the case, died, or he's not here, Bezdin's going to advance the Taina for the Lukuches, the Moicher could be still alive, but somewhere else he's not here. So Bezdin says Tanyina for the Yisrael Lekuchas does mean that they advance a Taina. They have no right to advance even a Taina Shema. They don't know what they're talking about. It's a din that normally you pass in a halacha based on the Tainas that were advanced, based on the rites that were presented. Here it's a din they should keep in consideration the Taina that the Baal Din could have advanced. He's not here to advance it. So since if the Loiva would have been alive, he would have been able to advance a Taina's Bari. So Bezin should paskin based on, keep this in mind, he would have advanced the Tainas Bari, so therefore Taininan is considered a Tainas Bari.
It takes over.
Yeah. Achidish. So it seems to be a fundamental machlokes, what's the word of Taninan? Taninan means that we are advancing a Taina, we have the right to advance the Taina, or it's a din in Psak Halacha, that Bezin should paskin, keeping this consideration in mind, that if the Loiva would have been alive, he would have been able to advance the time.
So what would the Tanina have, if even if he said Bari, what would he have claimed? According to the Tosa, he would have claimed that he paid, or that?
Paraita, yeah. If the Loiva would be alive, he'd be able to say Paraita, Mil Bal Peh.
Just because he would have been able to say that, we don't know that he would have said, maybe he didn't. How do we?
Right, we don't know. So that's the Pasuk, Psach Picha Le'inim. That since he's not here, so the Pashtus is that it only makes sense on behalf of the Mukhsak. It doesn't make sense to say it on behalf of the Teveya, to be Moitzi Momen from a Mukhsak based on Tanina. That doesn't make any sense. Pashtus is that they only say Tanina to support the Mukhsak.
Tanina's a Dinder Abban, right?
I don't know.
Minotaurah, what happens?
Huh?
Minotaurah, we treat the
Yerushim
just like the
Baal
Din, and therefore we can make anything they want, and they never have a
tense
for anything?
I don't know whether this Din of Tanyin is the Reis or the Rabban. I don't know. It's a good question. A Pasuk in Mishle, yeah. Pasuk is based on a Pasuk in Mishle. Does it mean that it's a Deraisa? I don't know. It's a good question. Could be. I don't know. We should look it up in Achrenim. There's a Sefer Arad Rabbanan written by one of the Algazis. So he has alphabetically arranged every topic in Shas, and he tells you what is the Reis of the Rabbanan. I have to look on the test, Taninan, and I have a copy at home. Yeah.
Isn't the Maskana Gemara that you do say Taninan for a Tevei?
Yeah. That's a problem, right? So our Gemara. Let's get back again to our Gemara. Our Gemara says that there was a machlekes between two brises where the island is yesh laknas or ein laknas. So the Gemara says that's a cinch. That's a simple teretz. One is Reb Meir, one is the Rabban. Island is never a naira, mikatnus yatzal lebeger. So the machlekes between the two brises is simple. Where the ktana yesh laknas, if you all like the chachamim, Tana Yesh Laknas, the islanders will have a Knas Bikatnusa up till the age of 20. And if you hold like Reb Meir, the Ktana ain't Laknas, so the islanders, after she reaches the age of 20, she's already Bogeris. And before the age of 20, she's a Ktana, so she's never an Ari, so there's no Knas. So that's a simple answer. So Gemara says, Udiko Ari Lo Maika Ari Lo, why do you even present it as a Kasha? It's such an obvious answer. That depends on Machlek Zaman, the Rabban. Gemara says the reason why he mentioned, Rashi explains, the reason why he brought to the attention of the B'nai Beis HaMedrash this Braisa, because he had a different question to ask. This question, he knew the answer, Rabban, the Rabban. He had a different question. The Gemara says, Because he wanted to ask a different kasha. In the first part, it says that a chareshes v'hashoita yesh lahem knas. So we have an extra line, yesh lahem tainas besulim. That if the husband claims that she's a beula, then he doesn't, the husband would have namonis. What kind of a din is that? The husband has namonis. What's the whole institution of tainas besulim? So Rashi quotes the Gemara early on Daf Yud Beis that the Chachamim were misaken. Where's that Gemara? On Daf Tes, the Chachamim were misaken the institution of Ksuba. Where's that Gemara? Since the Takan of Ksuba is only the Rabbanon, so if the husband says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, we assume Eidonim Terech Besudim Apsida, the husband, the chasan always used to pay for the chasana. So the husband comes the very next morning, he paid for a wedding yesterday, he spent $50,000 for a wedding, and the next morning comes to Bez and he says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi. So it doesn't make sense that he should lie. So since the whole Takon of Ksub is only with the Rabbanon, say, Hey Mama, Behem Amru, so they said that the husband is then a Lasidu Ksubas, so he comes the next day. The Taina Tainas Besudim. So what happens if the girl is a island? What if the girl is a chareshes or a shaita? So the first price, the way we have it printed in Agamar, first price says a chareshes va shaita yesh lem tainas psulim. If the husband comes the next morning, he's nema to claim that she was a bula, he'll be mafsid her the ksuba. And the next price it says not so. A chareshes va shaita ein lem tainas psulim. He can't be mafsid her the ksuba the next morning. So that was really why this Amora brought to the attention of the Bnei Beis HaMedrash, that Brisa, he wasn't so worried about the stir about islanders. That he knew the Teretz. Hora Meir, Hora Rabbanon. He was really worried about the other stir. What's the story with Chareshes and Shaita? So what's Taka the answer? Well, so the Gemara says the real answer is Amar Avshes is Loi Kasha, the stir of whether Chareshes to Yesh L'Ksubanad, Hora Gamliel, Hora Rabbi Yeshua. What's the issue, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua? Which Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua? So here there's a machlokes Rashi in the Ri. Rashi says, the machlokes Rabbi Lezer, the machlokes Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua from Daf Yud Beis on the base. That's what it says on the side of the Gemara, Le'el Yud Beis on the base. That's what they put into Rashi. Rashi, where's Dhamma Perakama Daf Yud Beis on the base, and Meir Shavshar Stanin and Nasti, etc. So that's the case over here. The husband comes to Bezin the next morning after he got married, and he claims that it's Pesach Pasoch Matzosi. So if the girl would have been a Bazdas, and she would have said Mesher Estani Nanasti, then we would pass like Rabbi Gamliel. Then it would be a Machleg Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua. The girl is Nishkin Bazdas. The girl doesn't know anything. She's a Chareshes V'Shoita. So the Gemara says, We say Tainina. So since, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she could have advanced the Taina, Mishera Stanina Nasti. So the Bezin advances that Taina, even though she's a Labbas Taina. Hashani can Rabbi Shua holds that if she herself would advance the Taina, she wouldn't be Nemenes. So the Bezin is not going to advance the Taina on behalf of the Chareshes and the Shait. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis does not learn like Rashi. Tosis learns, we're talking about the other Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua from Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What's wrong? Why can't you say you're talking about this machlokes? The Bezin advances the Tanim Sherestani Nanasti. So perhaps the pshat is there is. It's unclear. So perhaps why doesn't Tosis like Rashi's pshat? So perhaps the reason why is that there is a Tosis in Bar Basra. There's a Peladiki Gemara in Bar Basra Dafayinam in base, and Tosis and the Balamora say there that the only way to read the Gemara is that the Gemara is assuming a premise that on the Milsa de la Shchicha you don't say Tanina. Where's the Tosis? Yeah, Shlomo here. It's Ayin on the base and Bava Basa. Tosis Dimra Maskal Mandi Yomar. The Taisa has the kasha, the yeshlaima. The answer is the first line of Taisa is the milsa de lo shchicha hi lo tanina li yasmi dinen sukol islam. Whenever it's a milsa de lo shchicha, that's talking about a pikodin, that a pikodin, father was a shoyl, and an oinus occurred. So let's say it's a father, a shoyl is chad yonson. Let's say the father was a shemachina, but the father was a shemachar. So he's potter an onson. So if the father would claim then, so he would be believed. The father died. And the Yisraim don't know what to say. So Bezin is not going to say Nensu to tain on behalf of the Yisraim because Oynes is a Milsul Loshchich. So Taisus and the Balamor learned that's the premise of the Gemara. Without that, the Gemara doesn't read straight. And the Rabban, the Mohammed disagrees and he says we have a very short Mohammed there, very short paragraph. He says we have a tradition for the Goyim that you say Tainin on everything. But the Milsul Loshchich and Milsul Loshchich. He disagrees with Taisus. But Taisus, and a few places in Shabbos, Daphne Gittin has it, a few places in Shas Taisa has it like that. You don't say Taninan on a Milsa de lo Shchicha. So the Pashtus is that Oynes is lo Shchicha. So in the Mishnah, and you'd base on the days, Rabbi Gamliel holds them menes, not because Bar Vishem or Bar Yadav lo Hitzi. No. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel, we pass like Rabbi Nachman. So the answer is Rabbi Gamliel is based on the Tziruf of two together. So that's good. So why does Rabbi Yeshua disagree? Rabbi Yeshua disagrees because it's a milsa de la shchicha. Oynes is a milsa de la shchicha. And Rabbi Gamliel is masking Oynes is a milsa de la shchicha. But he holds he still say the tziruf of both. That's the nekudas amachlekes Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lezer is, do you say that the tziruf of Bar Vishema plus chazaka is good lahotzi mamin? Even in a case where there's a milsa lo shchicha, where there's a roif contradicting it, or not. But Rabbi Gamliel also agrees that oynes is a milsa lo shchicha, because we should have heard about it. The girl's going to tie it on her own. As such, Satosis will probably say, on a milsa lo shchicha, you can't say taininan. So they're going to disagree with Rashi. Taisa doesn't explain. Taisa leaves out. They don't explain why they disagree with Rashi. They don't agree with Rashi because you can't say taininan. Bezin should advance a taina on behalf of the girl, that she was Mishirasanin on behalf of the Chareshis and the Shaita doesn't know what the Taina, they should advance the Taina on her behalf that Mishirasanin and Asti. No, that's a Milsa de la Shchicha. That was never a Machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shaw, whether it's a Milsa de la Shchicha, Milsa de la Shchicha. They both agree it's a Milsa de la Shchicha. But the reason Rabbi Gamliel holds that the Tzirf of Bar Vishem and the Tzirf Chazak is good Lahotzi Mamad, despite the fact that it's Milsa la Shchicha. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua holds not so. He holds since the Milsa la Shchicha, so you can't say the Tziruf are both together. But, so which Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua are we talking about? The Tosafot says we're talking about Yud Gimel Amud Aleph by the Mukas Eitz story. But again, the problem is Rabbi Shua holds the tziruf is no good. The Rabbi Shua is the same pshat in both Mishnayos. Rabbi Shua holds the tziruf of Bar Vishem or the tziruf chazake is no good l'hotzi mamen if the whole taina is contradicted by Rav. It's a milsa de lo shchicha. Rabbi Shua holds it's a milsa de lo shchicha. So according to him, we would never say taininan. Even if she herself would have said it, she wouldn't have been emenas. So it's not even going to help if you're going to say taininan. But l'cheref, if the only point of Rabbi Gamliel's disagreement with Rabbi Shua is whether the tziruf of Bar Vishem or the tziruf chazaka is good lahotzi mamin, despite the fact that it's a milsa de la shchicha, if it's the same machlokes, and you'd base on the base on you gimel amud aleph, the same machlokes, so then how can it be? But you don't say taninan on the milsa de la shchicha? And the Gemara says on Lamed Vav that according to Rabbi Gamliel, you would say taninan. The Bezdin would say taninan psach picha le'ilim. That's how the Gemara says. You say taninan over here. So that's what Taisus came up with this pshat, that the machloikis on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is not identical with the machloikis on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rabbi Yeshua is the same. Rabbi Yeshua holds, Rabbi Gamliel holds the tziruf are both together, it's good to be motzi mamon. Bar Vishem and Chazaka is good to be motzi mamon. And Rabbi Yeshua is the same point, he disagrees on both. It's a milsa de la shchicha, so the tziruf doesn't work. But Tosfos adds on, in order for the Gemara to be able to say that according to Rabbi Gamliel, we should advance taninan, it's not shach to say taninan misheras taninan nasti, because you don't say taninan on the milsa lo shchich. That's Tosfos Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin. So they understood here on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, there's an additional There's an additional machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yishur. Rabbi Gamliel is the mukkah says is a milsa de shticha. Therefore, you can't say taninim. Rabbi Yishur is the one who holds it's a milsa, just like he holds misher, it's tanin and nasty, that the oinus is lo shchicha, so he holds that mukkah says also lo shchicha, and that's why he doesn't hold from the tzira for Rabbi Gamliel. In general, he would hold from the tzira. Bori b'shem u'bet chazoke is good to be motzi mamon. But if it's a milsa de lo shchicha, Rabbi Yishur knocks them both out. But in order for the Gemara to be able to say that according to Rabbi Gamliel, he say Taninan, so Tesis is forced into assuming that there's an additional point of machlokes here, that Rabbi Gamliel holds that Mukaseitz is a milsa de shchicha. It's not such a milsa de lo shchicha. Otherwise, he wouldn't say Taninan. A milsa de lo shchicha, you don't say Taninan. So that's what Tesis, that's what the Pnei Yeshua asks, where did Tesis get this second point? Who says that there's another machlokes? Maybe it's just the same as you'd base on the base. Rabbi Gamliel says l'shitas atzirif abori v'shema together with chazak is good to be mighty moment. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees in both because milsa l'shchicha. Where did Tosis get it that according to Rabbi Gamliel, mukasei says a milsa l'shchicha? Where do they see that? The answer is because the Gemara says tainina, and that's a klal from Baba Basi. You can't say tainina on milsa l'shchicha.
You know, one of the Yerushalmi here says why are pichushish? The Rosh Hashanah says the Yerushalmi has the sashash, that maybe she was a mukadeis.
The Yerushalmi asked what? What's the question? In which case? What happened?
I think it was the Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Yerushalmi asks the question. Maybe it's Shkina. Sorry.
Shalmi asked, in which case? What's the question? I don't know.
So Rabban Gamliel is saying that it's a milas of the Shkicha, and then what's Rabbi Yoshua saying?
Rabbi Shua disagrees. How is that the Mukha Seitz is lo shchicha? Just like on Yud Beis on the Beis, Oinus is lo shchicha. And that's the reason why Rabbi Shua doesn't agree with the Tziruf of Bar Yishem with Chazoke. So when you give him enough, Rabbi Shua says the same. Rabbi Shua is the same. But in Rabbi Gamliel, you have to add on another word here. Otherwise, how did the Gemara come off to say that that you would advance Tainin over here? So Tosis adds on, Rabbi Gamliel disagrees on that point. He holds that Mukha Seitz is shchicha. Therefore, it's shaykh to say tanina. In the Mishnah, you don't see that. The Mishnah is not based on tanina. Mishnah Shir itself says muka say tani. And Rabbi Gamliel holds that the tziruf of Bar Yishem and Chazok is good, even if it is a milsa lo shchicha like Einus. He still holds the tziruf is still good. So there's no hechrich from the Mishnah, but the hechrich is because the Gemara is like that. According to Rabbi Gamliel, you would be able to say tanina. And tanina is only on the milsa lo shchicha. Milsa lo shchicha like tanina.
Rashi
apparently holds he say Tanina even in the middle of the Losh Chicha.
And the Pnei Yeshua would have to say the same?
No, Pnei Yeshua is just explaining Tosis. He's not saying anything. Just explaining what did Tosis say. He's translating the words of Tosis. Pnei Yeshua has more to say. We didn't get to everything else that he said. He just points out, where did they get this idea? Milsa de Shtich, who introduced that? So he says, that's in Rabbi Yeshua, it's Mukhrach. The reason why Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel, both Yud Beis and Beis, Yud Gimel and Aleph, he would agree that the Tziruf of Bar Yishem of Chazak is good Lahotzi Mamen, but since it's a Milsa Lo Shchicha, so that's why it's no good. You can't say that Tziruf makes it into a Raya Limta. No, it's a Milsa Lo Shchicha. How can that be a Raya Limta? It's not Mistaber that that's what happened. So Rabbi Shua is good, and Rabbi Gamliel is also simple. But in order for the Gemara to be able to say on Lamed Vav that according to Rabbi Gamliel we would say Taninan, how can it be? It can't be Taninan on Misher Estanin and Asti like Rashi learns. It can't be. That's the Milsa Lo Shchicha. And Tosis has this cloud, Milsa Lo Shchicha, you don't say Taninan. So that's what Tosis says. No, the Gemara was referring to, not Taninan, they should advance the Taina Misher Estanin and Asti. They should advance the Taina that she was a Mukaseitz, that Taina. So that Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua. On another point, he holds that is a Milsa Lo Shchicha. So that is Taninan.
Should we give that answer or no?
Yeah, he says that Tosis says that. Tosis says that. He said, where did Tosis get that from?
He explains it.
No, he doesn't explain it. No, he didn't. He just added on. He didn't add on the notch from the Gemara Babasa, Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Taisa has that klal and shas in many places. You don't say Tanina, the first daf in Gittin. Yeah, but the base Amud Aleph going over to Amud Beis. It's a Taisa. Yeah.
Where Rashi say Tanina in any single possible case of ever the
person has any Tanina? Yeah, yeah. That's what the Ramban claims. We have a tradition from the Gaonim that you say Tanina on anything and everything, even a Milsa de Lo Shchicha. So Rashi maybe holds like that also.
So you say?
She doesn't know what to say. Oh, yeah, okay. The husband comes the next day and he says that Pesach Pasoch Matzasi, we should really believe the husband, he paid so much money, he's not going to throw out all the whole marriage by telling a Baba Maisa, by telling a lie. So we assume the husband is telling the truth. But then the Beznet say, if she would it be a Bas Das, she would advance the Taina, Misheras Tani Nanaste, okay? So Rav Gamliel says that, but she didn't advance. She's not a Bazdas, she's a Chareshes V'Shoita. So Rashi learns, Bezn advances the Tain on her behalf. Which Tain on her behalf? Misherastani Nanasti. So Tosafot can't agree with Rashi, because they said that Oynes is Lo Shchicha. Oynes is Lo Shchicha, Milsa Lo Shchicha Lo Tanina. So what Taina are they advancing on her behalf? They're advancing the Taina, Mukas Eitzani. I, but Rabbi Yeshua says that's also Milsa Lo Shchicha. Tosafot says, no, that's also another Machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shiva holds the Milsa Lo Shchicha, Rabbi Gamliel holds that it is a Milsa Lo Shchicha. But that's not the reason for Rabbi Gamliel and the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel, by Mishera Stani Nanasti, also says that the Tziruf is good, even though it's a Milsa Lo Shchicha. Rabbi Gamliel holds that Tziruf is good, even though it's a Milsa Lo Shchicha. But for Rabbi Gamliel to be able to say Taninan has to be a Milsa Lo Shchicha. So Taisa understood that there's an additional machloikas Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. The hechreach like that. Otherwise, how can you say Tainina?
You say that Mukha
is only for a Shota and a Taisa, in the longer version of the Tashit with the Taisa Harash, they raise such a possibility. Maybe it's Moshchiach for a Chareshis and a Shota. A normal girl is not going to fall so many times. A girl is not all there, is going to fall more often. That's and then Taisa says, but maybe it's not so. Maybe it's not so. They're not sure whether that's true. There is such a possibility.
What's the chazakah in Mukasei's Mishnah?
The chazakah is that when she was born, she had besulim. And she was not nivalo. So now she claims, I was still never nivalo. Nothing changed. I was just a Mukasei's. Mukasei's, nothing changed either. She doesn't have Basulim anymore, but Taisa holds that Alpidin, Benegeta Diksub, the Gemara is going with Shitas Rav Meir here. Rav Meir holds on Yud Aleph, where was it again? Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Then the Mukasetz, Yesh L'Ksuba Masayim. So she says, I was a Mukasetz, and nothing changed at all. I was never Nivalon. The husband says, maybe you were Nivalon. So she has a Chazakah that supports her. From the first 3 years, she was not Nivalon. And the Chazakah is that she was never Nivalon. I thought they were connected in the opposite direction. I thought they were connected in the opposite direction, because you have to know there are two more machloikas in. There's one machloikas whether Taninan is a Tanis Bari Tanis Shema, and then whether Milsa Lo Shchicha Taninan, and then there's another machloikas, a little more complicated than Bavasa Dafayin. So I thought they were all connected, but a little, not the way you're saying. You have to know more Gemaras, you have to know more cases, okay? Nachamo. So getting back to Lamed Vav and Aleph, the Gemara says Beferish that the machlekes between the two brises is the machlekes Rabbi Gamliel Amar Avsheshes Laikasha Hor Rabbi Gamliel Hor Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that the tzira for Bori Vishema together with Chazoke is good to be Motzi Mamon, so here it would be good also. Then the Gemara Ema the Shamas Lei the Rabbi Gamliel Heichad the Kotane E. You have to have a Tainas Bori. But if she's not, she's a chareshes v'sheita, she doesn't know what to say. So you don't have a bari v'shema. You have to have a tzira bari v'shema together with chazoke. There's no bari v'shema. What chazoke alone? You're going to be motzi mamon. Nina Tzir Bari B'Shem Aples Chazok. And the Gemara says then, Kevin the Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Mehem, if she would advance the Taina, it would have been good. So even though there is no Bari over here, Beznes Taina is a Taina's Bari. That's a simple pshat on the Gemara. That the Tanina makes it into a, that's how Taisus read, Tanina makes it into a Taina's Bari. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, you would say Tanina. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't say Tanina because it's a Musal Lashchicha. And even if she would have tainted, we wouldn't, if she wouldn't have wanted to be Moitzin Mammon, because what she said, the Tzir of the Bari Vishema with the Chazake, is a Musal Lashchicha. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua rejects Rabbi Gamliel's Shita. So the Gemara is fine. But Taisus introduces a whole fantastic story over here. Yesh meyayin. What did the Taisus? Uleri nira. Halfway down in the Taisus, on the third wide line, in the Taisus Dibra Maskel Hachareshes, on Lamed Vav Hamed Aleph. So Taisus quotes the Ri. Before you get, that's what the Pnei Yeshua keeps on emphasizing. Before you get to the answer of Rab Sheshes, Amar Rab Sheshes Loi Kasha, Horeb Gamliel Horeb Yeshua. That's the Teretz. Before you get to the answer, what did the Gemara think was pshat in that Braisa? How do you read that Braisa? The Braisa says, especially, Tosis points out, you see, we have the line in the Gemara, in the first Braisa, Hachareshes Hashoyta Ba'alanes Yesh Lahem Knas, Yesh Lahem Tainas Besulim. So it says explicitly, Yesh Lahem Tainas Besulim. Then the next Braisa says, Hachareshes Vashoyta, Ein Lahem Tainas Besulim. So it's an outright contradiction. So Tosis says, but in the old manuscripts, in the first Braisa, it didn't say that second line, Yesh Lahem Tainas Besulim. It just says Achareshes Vashoyta Yesh Lahem Knas, and the second brayser says Ein Lahem Tainas Besulim. So what was the contradiction? Why did the Gemara think there's a contradiction between the two? So in order to, before you get to the Teretz, what did the Gemara think was the contradiction? The Gemara said the Teretz is Harav Gamliel Harav Bishul. So Tosfos is just explaining in the Havamina, in the Makshin, before you get to the answer of Rav Sheshes, in the Havamina. What did he think was the stira? So the first braisa says Hachareshes v'hashoita Yesh lahem knas, that the Gemara is assuming achidish, a premise that a mukas eitz doesn't have knas. That's what we mentioned yesterday. That's a fantastic assumption. Mukas eitz doesn't have knas. How do you explain that? Why should a mukas eitz not have knas? So I mentioned yesterday that Macheshes has a little bit of an essay about this. So he tells you to look in the Ran, on the Rif, on the last page in Eilun Iris. This is a famous Ran. I have the old Gemara, it's page 28. I don't know, maybe in a new edition, it's on a different page. But it's mamish, the last page in the Rif on Perek Shlishi. So the Ran has in big letters, he says, what's the din if a man is ma'anis and mafata girl, bia shaloi kedarka. Bia kedarka is derech Abraham Nachfuz. Bia shaloi kedarka is derech neka beis harei. So the Gemara has in Yivamis and Perek HaBoy of Imtoi, the Gemara learns that from Pesach Mishki Bei Isha, Shtei Mishkabas Bei Isha, that bia shaloi kedarka has the status of bia benegeh to Chiyav Kores, and again to Chiyav Misa, and again to Nivola Lepasola, Psola. And Kola Tarakula, the din is Biyah to be Mekadosh and Isha, Kiddushi Biyah, Biyah Shalei Kedarka has a din of Biyah. What about Benegeh to Oynes and Mefata? Is Biyah Shalei Kedarka Chayvana? So the Rambam, there's an issue with the Girsa in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Hinuchos Nara Besula. Right. Perek Aleph Alach Ches. Ein ha'enis ha'amafat ha'chai b'knas ha'chiyovo aleho. Ube'edim. So they put in brackets Achiyavala Kedarka. They added on the word Kedarka. So on the bottom of the page, it says that there's supposed to be a Hasagas HaRaibit here, and it's missing. How do you know there's a missing Hasagas HaRaibit? Because the Migdalois always comes to defend the Rambam from all the Hasagas HaRaibit. So the Migdalois quotes the Raibit and he defends the Rambam. So there, he had the Girsa. Eina oinesa mefatachai bat shiava lehal kidarka. Omer Avram, the Raibit is masig, it's against the Beferish HaGemar. More than one Beferish HaGemar. So the Migdalois always defends the Rambam. He says, oh, the Rambam is right, there ain't no such Gemara. There's more than one Gemara. The Migdalois always says like that. The Rambam is right, the Raibit is always right. Whenever the Raibit is masig on the Rambam, the Raibit, 99% of the time, the Raibit is asking, it's against an offering Gemara. So the Migdalois was so far-clefed on the Rambam. He always says, the Rambam is right, and there is no such Gemara. There are Gemaras. So how does the Rambam paskin against the Gemara? So that's what the Ran. The Ran also had the Giris in the Rambam. The Ran had the same Girsah that Moinus and Mephat is a chayef if you have a Bia Kedarka. If you don't do Hasharas Psulim, if you do a Bia Shalok Kedak, there is no Hasharas Psulim, so there's no Chia Moinus and Mephat. So the Ran quotes the Rambam. Then he says, but the Rambam is against the Gemara Kiddush and Daf Tes on the Deis, Tes on the Deis and off in the Gemara, more than one off in the Gemara. He says, V'yesh L'tamaya ala Rambam, the Rambam is against the Gemara. What does he do with that? V'efshar, the Rambam relied on Gemara in Sanhedrin on Gimel Amud Beis. There's a Gemara, it's not explicit, that's how Rashi read in the Gemara. Rashi, Upirish Rashi, that the Knas on Sanhedrin on Gimel Amud Beis, that Oynes and Mephata only comes at Gemara Bia when you do Hashoras Psulim. So Tosfos there on Gimel Amud Beis has a whole machlokes about that. Is Rashi right or is Rashi wrong? So Tosfos interprets the Gemara differently, but the Rambam obviously interpreted the Gemara the same as Rashi. And the Rambam is doche other Gemaras because of that Gemara. So the Rambam paskins, you only have the Rambam and Rashi hold like that, and half of the Balei HaTosfos. Yivan Lechai Vanis Mefate, if he does a Bia Kedarka, and he did Hashoras Psulim. But if he does Bia Shalok Kedarka, it's a Maisa Bia, Biasa Bia, but since it's not Hashoras Psulim, so you're not Chai. So apparently this Tosfos is interpreting in the Gemara. We have to see where the Tosfos see it. Tosfos assumes a premise that if someone is ma'aris and mefata girl who was a mukas eitz, so he's not doing hasharas psulim. The psulim were knocked out by the accident that she fell down the stairs, or she was run over by a car or something. She fell off the horse. She was riding the horse and she fell off. So there was hasharas psulim prior to his ma'aris and mefata. So since he didn't do the hasharas psulim, so he's not chayv ma'aris and mefata. It's not this. It's not identical with bia shalei kedarka. But it has the same thing in common. In both cases, he didn't do a Hasharas Psulim.
Someone will be ma'anis and fat the Kiddush Mu'ah.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Sometimes you can do a Bia Kedarka without doing Hasharas Psulim. That's a good question. They asked it yesterday also. In another context, that's also a good question. Yesterday too? A good question. Okay. But apparently, this is what Tosfos said. Where did Tosfos get this from? Where in the world? Pnei Yeshua is not happy with the Tosfos. Where did Tosfos get this premise from? We understand there's a Rashi, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Gimel on the base, and the Rambam and Rashi read the Gemara like that, that Oynes and Mefata is not Chayv on Bia Shalok Kedarka, even though Bia Shalok Kedarka and Kol HaTarakula is Bia. V'chiyah Misa, v'chiyah Malkas, v'chiyah Pchatos, for Kiddusha Yisha, for Yibum, he's kind of Yibum, then Kedarka, Menshalek, Kedarka, Kolotar, Kula, Rashi and the Rambam hold, except for Aynes Mefata. Why? Except because you need Hashoras Psulim. So if you have that Girsa in the Gemara, you have that Pshat, Tosfos has the Girsa, and you have a different interpretation. But if you learn like Rashi and the Rambam, so it's not so difficult to understand, you can still think so, it's not so difficult to understand why Tosfos is assuming a Chiddush Din, that one is ma'anis and mefata, a girl who's a mukas eitz, is not chayv to pay because he didn't do hasharas psulim. Okay, that we understand. That's what the marcheshes suggest like that. Marchesh, then he goes further. The rest is already a pilpul when he goes further. Yeah. Right.
The Gemara there, it would be the opposite of the question. The Gemara there has, I think, the drasha is, if Sula have a Sula is not from one way, then if Sula tells the opposite.
Yeah.
You assume the word
Sula
in the Torah is
not from
that whole
Sula
are there. So in
the
case,
Sula
wouldn't be an
Arab
Sula.
Right. That's a Pei Yeshua tries to work on that. Yeah. The Gemara has a machlokes atanaim, whether Kain Gadol is prohibited from marrying mukas eitz. What's the issue? Because she doesn't have besulim gemurim. She doesn't. No one was bala. In that sense, she is a besulim, but she doesn't have besulim gemurim. There was already hasharas besulim. So that's a question. Why did Tosis say this idea? It motivated Tosis to say such a pshat. So the Pnei Yeshua says it's all because of the kasha of the Gemara. Once you get to the teretz of the Gemara, there's no hechrich to say it at all. It's all because of the kasha. Before the Gemara came to the Yensa, Omer Abshashis, he has seven lines from the bottom, Lamed Vavim and all. Before the Gemara came to the Yensa, Avloi Kasha, Harab Gamliel, Harab Yeshua, and then they explained it is based on Taininon, that you apply Taininon. What was the kasha? So the kasha was, so Tosha says, in the old Kisveyad, in the first price, it just had one line. Achareshes v'asheita yeshlam knas, and it didn't have the next line. The yeshlam tainis psalm. Just like yeshlam ktsask, yeshlam knas. And that's an astira, because the isla the mir machriti la, we want to ask astira. The second price says, achareshes v'asheita ein lahem tainis psalm. So if you have the giris in the first price, yeshlam tainis psalm. Second price says, eilam tainis psalm. It's black on white astira. But Tosha said most of the kisveya don't have that line in the first price. It just says achareshes vashoita yesh lem knas. Then the second price says ein lahem tainis psulim. So what's the stira? Yesh lem knas ve ein lahem tainis psulim. Why is that a contradiction? What's the kasha? Why did the makshin think that there's a kasha over here? So Tosha says it's like this because the mukaseitz, the premise is mukaseitz ein lo knas because there's no hasharas psulim. So the first brisa says, Achareshes v'asheita yeshlem knas. We assume that she's not even a mukaseitz. Not only she's b'cheskas psula, not a b'ula. She's b'cheskas not even a mukaseitz. And then the second brisa says, Achareshes v'asheita ein lahem tainas besulim. So it didn't occur to the Gemara, it's based on tainina. That's what the Tartzin says. If you all like Rabbi Gamliel, that if she were taina, mukaseitz ani, she would be nemenes. Even though she doesn't tain a bezin, we don't say tainina. That's a chiddush that the Gemara says, that we consider it a tainas bada, a tainas barin, say taininan, and even though it's lahotzi, all the chiddushim, chiddush agabi chiddush, that tainina is a tainas barin, it's even good lahotzi from the mukhza. So that's the Tartzan answer, Amar Abshesh's loikasha, Harab Gamli, Harab Yeshua. But before you get to the Tartzan, what the Makshan think was a kasha, the kasha was the first price it says, Achareshes v'asheita yesh lahem knas means that she's b'cheskas b'sula not a b'ula not even a mukaseitz because whether b'ula mukaseitz ein lahem knas and the second brisa says achareshes v'asheita ein lahem tainas b'sulim because she's why? What did the Gemara think ein lahem tainas b'sulim? Because the husband should have known in the first place she's going to be a mukaseitz. Why is that? So the Tosfos explains, Le'olam, every girl, the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, Le'olam, every girl, Kula nami chibuti mechavta. All the girls, till they get married. The girl gets married at 19, to 20, 21, till the girl gets married. Of course she's going to fall off of a bicycle, she's going to fall off of a horse, going to be in an automobile accident. Something always happens to people. Kula nami chibuti mechavta. So if the girl is a basdas, so when she's dating the boy, she's going to bring up, she's going to mention, I was in an accident, and someone's going to tell a guy, you shouldn't have any tarumas later on. You shouldn't tie that there's something fishy going on. But if the girl is not a basdas, like a chareshes and a shaita, he should have understood. So if it's a normal girl and she didn't mention anything, then she's becheskas, we should assume that she's not the umukas seitz. So therefore he has a taina, taina's psulim, because she didn't say anything to him. But if the girl is a chareshes and a shaita, you should have understood. All the girls, kulu nami, chivuti mechavton. And this girl doesn't have seichel to be able to explain that she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't know, yep, psulim, no psulim. She doesn't know what it means. So he should have understood that this girl probably is a mukaseitz. So that's why the second brisa contradicts the first brisa. Second brisa says, ein lahem tainas psulim, because she's becheskas mukaseitz. When he married her, should have understood on his own she's going to be a mukaseitz. Every girl is going to be a mukaseitz, unless he dated the girl and she didn't say anything about it, then you assume she's not becheskas mukaseitz. So how can the first brisa says, achareshes v'asheita yesh lam knas, If the second braisa contradicts and says that all girls are becheskas, all girls should have been mukaseits, unless they are bazdas and they didn't bring it up. So every chareshes and shaita is becheskas mukaseits. So it's a sova v'kibul. So what can he have tainas later on? So Tosis has this whole pshat in the makshin. Once you come to the tartan, it has nothing at all to do with becheskas mukaseits. Yeah, becheskas, not becheskas. The tartan said it's based on tainina. That's beferish. Just that Tosis doesn't like Rashi's pshat taininon, that we're referring back to the Mishnah Yud Beis on the base, because that's a milsul l'shchicha. Oinus is a milsul l'shchicha. So Tosis says the taininon we're talking about is Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, about taininon mukaseits. And then in order that it shouldn't be, but that's also Rabbi Yamshua holds that that's a milsul l'shchicha. That's the whole reason why Rabbi Shua says, Shilam yipi anu chayim, because the tziruf of Bari B'Shema, the tziruf Chazake, is no good over here, because it's a milsul l'shchicha. That's the reason why Rabbi Shua disagrees both. So apparently the Gemara holds that Rabbi Gamliel disagrees on that point also. Rabbi Gamliel holds that it is a milsul l'shchicha, therefore you can say Tanina. So the Pnei Yeshua says, when you get to the end of the sugya, Rashi and the Ri are not disagreeing. They're both saying the same pshat. The reason why the Chareshis and the Shaita is Ein Lehen Tainas Pesulim is because of Tanina. The Gemara said the Pharis, Psach Pichalim, is based on Tanina. So the question, what Tanina? Rashi says, Tanina, Mesher is Tanina and Asti. And Tosfos said, that's ridiculous. That's be Tanina, the other thing, Mukas Eitzani. But in the Havamin of the Gemara, before the Gemara knew that there was a Teretz, so what did they think the Kasha was? What was the Kasha? You don't have the Braise. You don't have the second line, Yesh Lehem Tainas Pesulim. That's an outright contradiction. The stira was, the first Braise says, Yesh Lehem Knas. You see that they're not Becheskas Mukaseits. Because the Mukaseits wouldn't get Knas either. That's Tosfos' premise. In the Havamin, Mukaseits wouldn't get Knas. And the second braisa says, the Chareshis was Shaita, Eilan Tainas Pesulim. Why? Because he should have understood on his own. So that the Kibbul should have understood she's going to be a Mukaseitz. He's not a Basdas. All the girls are Chavuti Mechavton, and they should have mentioned it when they go on a date, but the girl is a Chareshis was Shaita. Can't expect it to explain anything. So the Ganse Vort that Taisa said, the whole Oimeri, Liri, near it till the end of the Taisa, the whole thing is just to explain the Makshin. What did the Makshin think the Kasha was? But once you get to Rav Sheshes, the Tartzin, Loi Kasha, or Rav Gilem, that's Beferish, that it's not based on Sova V'Kibul. No, it's based on Tanina. Wow. But Yeshua said there seems to be Mamish, Pasha, Pshat, and Taisus. All of these things. They said, Lo Shchicha, and this Mishnah, and that Mishnah. Wow. Taisus should have explained it a little more by Richard, but if you read all the Taisus, and that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. And Shua is just giving Pasha Pshat in all the Tosfos. Yeah.
Would everyone agree that Rukhani shouldn't get Knas because he didn't cause any physical damage? You're only paying for the physical damage.
That's the question. Pnei Yeshua is not happy with that. He says, if you would ask me, if I would be entitled to an opinion, he would have said, Mukaseitz does get. Why should you say? Who says that you need Hashoras Besulim? She's entitled to the Knas because he raped her, because he did beer with her. Who says?
Why even not? Like 50 shekel, like saying it has to be something
to Yeshua. Still, he was ma'anas her, a mafata her. So he deserves a Knas. He did a beer. Beer Shlokadark is called a beer. Who says that you need Dapka Hashoras Besulim? That's Rashi and the Rambam read the Gemara in Sanhedrin like that. I in Gimel on a base. And Tosfos there is not so convinced. They say maybe Rashi's right, and the Noita say that Rashi's not right. The thing is not right.
So if you rape the Be'ula, would you have to pay?
If what?
If you rape the Be'ula, you would have to pay also?
No, that says in the Chumash, only Be'sula.
I'm saying, what's the reason for that? That's because he didn't cause any physical damage. So it sounds
like... Not because it didn't cause physical damage. Because it's worse if the girl was a Be'sula and he rapes her, that's a bigger... Busha than if he rapes a girl who's a Busha. Okay, but it's a bigger violation of the girl. If she already is a Bula, so it's less of a violation. If the girl is a Psula, she wants to wait till she gets married to be with her husband, and this guy's Ma'anis and Matatar, that's a bigger violation of the girl than if she would be a Bula already. Fine. Then the Braisa says, Habogeres, There was one line in the Braisa, by Bogeris, there's no Tainas Besulim. Why not? Because the girl is 12 and a half years old, no Tainas Besulim. So the Gemara thought originally that the Pshat is that when you have Bir Rishayna with a Psulo, so there's going to be Dam Besulim. The Gemara has a whole discussion, if he caused bleeding on Shabbos and Yontav, it's a Maloche, are you permitted to do Bir Rishayna on Shabbos and Yontav? The guy's going to get married on Psulim, this is Liyom Arvi, on Tuesday night, Liyom Arvi, or on Wednesday, in the daytime. And then if it doesn't have the first Bir Rishayna until Friday night, the Gemara has a Suffolk, is he allowed to have it Friday night? Why? Because causing bleeding is a Maloche. Maybe it's a Dov Sheni Miskavin, maybe it's a Psikration, maybe it's Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, maybe this, maybe that. Whole discussion what the din is. So the Gemara thought over here, Bulgaris Ein L'Tanis Psulim, because somehow the Dam Psulim disappears already. When the girl reaches the age of 12 and a half, there's no more Dam Psulim. In fact, Gemara, it's absolutely not true. V'amar Rav, you have Dinim in the Mishnayis. A woman only becomes a Nida or a Zova if the dam comes ben amokim. Ben amokim means for the endometrial lining inside the rechem. What if they do birishayna and he's breaking the dam over there? So that's dam maka. That's not dam ben amokim. That's not nothing to do. That's dam maka. That's not an avatume. The din is dam anida is an avatume, and the woman becomes an avatume. If the woman starts bleeding because she has a makkah, starts bleeding over there because of a makkah, that's not damer amokah, that's not mitame. So the din is, bogeris nosim laila harishon. If a man marries a bogeris, the girl is over 12 and a half. Okay, usually we marry girls who are past the age of 12 and a half. So, and she's going to have dam besulim, and it can have beer more than once that night. We don't paskin like that. We paskin. The Gemara says, in the days of Dam Arayim, they came up with the Chumrah to be Machman, all these dinim, that Dam Besulim makes her into a Nida mid the Rabbanim. Maybe it's only Lebaila, maybe not Letaris, but Lebaila. We ask her the Nida Lebaila. Nida is an Av HaTumah B'Negeh Tumah V'Tar, and Nida is Asur Lebaila. So it could well be the Mishnah Achrayna, Mishnah has like that, and that Perik Tinoikas, that's the name of the Perik, the end of Nida. When you marry a young girl, so how many weeks after the chasana do you still have the right to assume that all the dam that's coming out, if the girl has pain, b'shas tashmish, how long do you have the right to assume that it's all still dam makom? So the Gemara says, but we don't observe that, we don't follow that Mishnah. We hold today that with the Rabbanon, dam dula makes her asur l'baylo. So the Mishnah Achrayim points out that Mishnah is nida. That would appear from the Rambam, it's only been a get to Labaila, not been a get to Tumah V'Tara. Been a get to Tumah V'Tara, she's still Tahira. She's not an Avat Tumah. She's Asur Labaila, even though she's not an Avat Tumah. So here Rab says, Bogeris knows my Lala Harishan. Rashi says, a boil Kama Bila, so he has the right to do, if she agrees, he can't be Ma'anis or Bal Korcha. If he wants to do Tashmish more than once, even though she already had Dam from the first Tashmish, that's Dam Maka, that doesn't count. You can have Tashmish many times the same night, and we attribute all the Dam to the Dam Besulim. But you just said that there is no Dam Besulim. You just said a Bogeris, if the guy marries a girl who's older than 12 and a half, like everybody does today, girl is older than 12 and a half, and he has Tashmish, and there's no Dam, Hatanish can Tainis Besulim, because he should have known on his own. Everybody knows that there's no Dam Besulim. It's not true. There is Dam Besulim. People marry girls today who are 19 or 21, 25. There is Dam Besulim. A fact, there is Dam Besulim. How can I say there's no Dam Besulim? And for the Gemara, you're right. If the husband's taina is, he comes to Bezna on Thursday morning. He married her on Wednesday afternoon, and he had Bir Rishayna on Wednesday night, and then he comes to Bezna bright and early on Thursday morning. Bezni Yoshvim, Mishayna Vachamishi. That's why they made a takon that you should marry. Psulin this is Leomarvi, that if he'll have Tainus Damim, he'll come to Bezin right away. So if he comes to Bezin, he Tainus, that there was no Dam Hachanami, that there would be Tainus Psulim, because the Bogeris does have Dam Psulim. Achmaskina, what did the Brisa mean that it says the Bogeris doesn't have Tainus Psulim? The Gotan Tainus Pesel Pasuch, two different Tainus. So that's Rashi's Girsa, the way it's printed in our Gemara. The Dam Psulim she is going to have. But the Pesach Dachuk, that already changes. Once the body develops, and once she's older than 12 and a half, so it's not going to be a Pesach Dachuk, it's going to be a Pesach Pasuk. It won't be so narrow. But the Dam, they certainly will be Dam. So Taisus points out, the Rabbeinu Hananel had a Girsa Faket. Everything Faket. Okay.
I mean,
there's no dam besulim. There's not going to be dam besulim. In Metzias, we know it's not true. We all marry girls who are older than 12 and a half, and there is dam besulim. His gears in the Gemara was just the reverse, that there's no dam besulim, and there is Pesach Dochuk. So what is he? How does he answer the kasha? The kasha was an Amin Aleph. How can you say that by Bogeres there's no Tainus Psulim, but Rab said Bogeres no San Laila Harish, and you told all the Dam and Dam Psulim. So you see, Rab says there is Dam Psulim by Bogeres. So how does the Rabbi Nachmanal answer? So Tosis has Arichas in the first period. How did the Rabbi Nachmanal read the Gears in the Gemara? The way we have the Gemara doesn't read straight at all. So he clearly had a different Gears on the base. But it still doesn't make sense. How does he answer the kasha from an Amin? So he has a different Psha. Okay.
Why does he bring from Gemara? Nature.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a fact. Yeah. How can you? Apparently, they all got married. Ben Hanan must have got married a girl who was very young. They all got married so young. The girls were so young, so they didn't know what the fact is. Today, nobody gets married before 12 and a half. You know, there's always Dam Sum. So we know that our Girsa is the correct Girsa. But even Ben Hanan, how can you have the opposite Girsa? It doesn't answer the Kasha. Amar Rabba, Girsa Nasan Laval Harishan, that you're not worried about the Dam Nida, because it's all Dam Besulim. So you see, Bogeres does have Dam Besulim. So that's, okay. There's a different Gears and a different Pshah. Okay, the rest of the Gemara, we did already. Fine. Let's see the next Mishnah. The din is that the din of Einis and Mephata is only if the girl is a Besulim. If the girl is Ba'ula, she doesn't get Einis and Mephata. What's the din if a girl is a Gioris? A girl becomes a geiros at the age of 20. So before the age of 3, and before the age of 9, by a boy, he's then biyosabiyah. After the age of 3, you have to talk about biyosabiyah. So the Mishnah assumes that every nochris, we have to be choshish that maybe she was nensa, maybe she was mezana. So if the girl is mezgayer after the age of 3, then we assume she's becheskas beula. If she was a Jewish girl brought up by a Jewish family, we assume she was not Nivala. And you might see Mammon based on that. How can she be Tavea Mammon? She tells the guy, you are Ma'anis me, Mefat me, I was a Psula, want you to pay. He'll say, maybe you are Ba'ula. It's a Bar Vishema Lahotzi. Why does she have the right to collect? There's going to be a Machlek, it's Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. Bar Vishema and it's Becheskas Psula. No, it's not going to be a Machlek. Why? The answer is that it's a chazaka where there's no reis over there. So sometimes the chazaka, you want moitzim. A chazaka alone, you moitzim mama. Chazaka without a leidus asafik at all. But by a giyuris, there is a leidus asafik. So if the girl was a shivcha, she was nishtachrara after the age of 3. Or she was nishbis bidei hanochrim after the age of 3. So the whole din, a shvuya zasura lekoyin, mid the rabbanon, because we're afraid, maybe she was nivala by the nochrim. So, I mean, the Rabbanon, they said that's a suffix. A Gioris and a Shivcha is on our own. We don't need a Chumr with the Rabbanon. By Nachum, there's Tufit Zima, and the Shvacha is Marbe Shvacha is Marbe Zima. So we know that if she's older than the age of 3, it's already a latest suffix, maybe she's a Bula. Then she can't be Moitzi, the Innocent of Fatiman, because she's no longer Becheskas Psulim. It's a Chiddush, the whole institution of the Chumash, that a girl who is Nensa on the spatza can collect the money because she claims I was a psula. Why doesn't that guy have the right to say, I'm not so convinced you're a psula, maybe you're a ba'ula? So that's a chiddush. She's becheskas psula. You see from the chumash, she's becheskas psula. And you might see mamon based on the cheskas psula. Why? Because it's such a strong chazaka. But if she's a shivcha or a nachris, shenis gaira, shenis tachra, so since the nachma shtufe zima, and Marbe Shvachas, Marbe Zima, so she's not Becheskas. The Chazokah is not going to help over there. You're not Motzi Mammon based on a Chazok. So that's the Mishnah. Edu Shein Lam Knas, Abuala Geras, Vada Shvei, Vada Shivcha, Shein Ivdom, Shein Iskairu, Shein Ishtachru, Yisewis Al Benar Shadu Shana V'yamechot. If it's Pchusim Al Shadu Shana V'yamechot, is Ein Biyasa Biya. So she's still called a Besuma. But if she was Nishtachru or Nizgairu after the age of 3, then biyosabiyah, so then she's no longer becheskas. There is a cheskas psula, but you can't be moitzi mamon based on a cheskas psula because it has a reisa to it. Only if you have a chazaka without a reisa, then you're moitzi mamon. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees by the shvuya. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a shvuya shenivdis, even though she was older than 3 years old. Arei bin dushasa. Even though she's much older than 3 years old. Why is that? So the Gemara is going to have a discussion. Is it the Rebbe that isn't Gervis the din of Shvuya midirabbanan? That the Chumra midirabbanan, that every Shvuya is considered a Safig Nivolo by the Goy, the Shaboy, or is it because, no, he holds that that Chumra midirabbanan is only introduced vis-a-vis Yisa Lekoyin, and that then again to Shadvar. So that's where we raise the issue when we first discussed this mission a couple of days ago. We're going to have to read the Gemara Vaita. What exactly is the Nekudas HaMachloikas? What does Rabbi Yudah disagree with Tanakam? He doesn't hold from the whole din of Shvuya. He holds it's only been a get to Kun, it doesn't apply to other dinim. Then the second half of the Mishnah that we knew all along, come lay with the Ramani. Abal bita, abal bas bita, abal bas bina, bas ishta, bas bina, bas bita, elam knas because come lay with the Ramani. Neshem ischai ben asha, shem isasim adei bez. And if it's only koreis, amisim adei shamayim, then you don't say come lay with the Ramani. But if it's Mrs. Bezin, you say come live with the Rabbinate, and we would say Tana de Bechiske, even if Lamaisa he's not gonna get the Einish Misa. So they would become live with the Rabbinate. Okay. So what should we do tomorrow? We should start Chazar already. Officially there's no school on Thursday. How many people are gonna be here? Anybody gonna be here? Maybe we'll do a Yoni Yom Kippur on Thursday. So maybe tomorrow we'll start Chazar from the beginning of the Perek. Okay?
Should we do Parsha for one day? Sukkot
for one day? That's an idea. So we should do Yom Kippur one day and Sukkot one day? Okay. So what should we do first? Yom Kippur is going what? Which comes more often?